Are dramas like The Archers failing their audiences by failing to do politics? The Guardian columnist Polly Toynbee thinks so. She's live on PM along with the editor of The Archers, Vanessa Whitburn. Polly Toynbee, what's the shortcoming, do you think?
You don't notice it at first, and then if you listen to lots of soaps, watch lots of soaps, you suddenly realise that nobody ever, not in the pub, not with their family and friends, nobody mentions anything about the big issues of the day. Well, they might talk about social issues, you know, race or gay issues, but they never talk about politics. It's forbidden. It's a politics-free zone. And that's not like people's ordinary lives, and nor is it a very good representation, because if the representation mirrored back to us is that no sensible ordinary people ever talk about politics, it washes, it bleaches politics out of our lives. I don't think that's a good idea. It's not that I think there should be political storylines or have politicians in them. It's simply that people should be talking about things a bit wider, because they do. Maybe they're grumbling, chatting, cursing politicians, maybe just occasionally being enthusiastic about something going on, but their lives are being strongly affected by what politicians are doing, and they know it. And somehow they proceed as if nothing beyond their little world affects them at all.
Vanessa Whitburn, for the programmes you're responsible for, is that a fair analysis?
Well, I don't think so, really. I mean, I appreciate that Polly's listened to the programme for a long time and enjoys it. But, you know, recently, for example, Polly, we've had Jamie moaning about the cost of tuition fees, and for that and for lots of other reasons, he opted to become a tree surgeon. We've debated, of course, as you would expect us to do, the badger coal, and we know that Ed is pro-vaccination, David is pro-coal. You know, our listeners are very intelligent. They love guessing what, you know, politics, the way people might vote based on what they say. I don't think we need to be, you know, having characters say, oh, by the way, I vote Labour, which means that, you know, I have a certain opinion, or I vote Conservative. Listeners love guessing. They love second-guessing those that are interested in it. And really, our main raison d'etre, apart from entertainment, is social things, and we debate many, many social issues, which are also political.
You put out lots of information about agriculture, which is fine, because that was part of your original raison d'etre, but nothing at all about benefits. You've got an interesting storyline, Ed and Emma Grundy running out of money in desperate straits, like lots of young couples now, two young children. You never mentioned benefits once.
Okay.
We don't know if they're on benefits, and when I rang up to ask, your press person said, oh, well, perhaps they don't know about benefits, but actually tax credits have a very high take-up, and
yeah,
their benefits would have been cut, and
we haven't heard
if their benefits have been cut.
Vanessa Whitburn.
Okay, I know you said that in your article, Polly, but, you know, our research said that an awful lot of people don't know about tax credits, and indeed, if they do, find them quite difficult to access and quite difficult to find out about.
That was the early days. Nowadays, people really do claim them. They would know, because you get child benefit, and then you're told about it.
They might well be claiming tax benefits. We don't know. We haven't gone down that road. Our research told us, actually, that they, even if they were claiming tax benefits, they might still be struggling.
Oh, yes, indeed. I wasn't suggesting they weren't. But possibly they've had their benefits cut, and that would be one reason. You've mentioned that the price of milk has fallen, so Ed's income's fallen, but nothing about whether their benefits have been cut.
All right, Vanessa Whitburn, in 15 seconds,
yeah,
if you can.
I mean, tax credits, we haven't gone down the tax credit road, but we are going down various roads, which I can't tell you about not knowing things. And part of our story, so keep listening, is about not knowing things. And no, I'm not going to tell you what it is, because our listeners hate leaks.
On that cliffhanger, Vanessa, we'll have to leave it. Thank you both, Vanessa Whitburn and Polly Toynbee.